It's mid-January, the kids are back at school, and for those facing the Leaving Cert, there is talk of the dreaded CAO deadline on February 1st. But there are lots of options out there, and some of them are right here in the North East on our doorstep. We're going to discuss some of the options now. I'm delighted to be joined by Dennis Leonard. He's principal of Dunboyne College of Further Education. Dennis is also a career guidance counsellor in the school as well. You're very welcome, Dennis. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. Good afternoon to you, Sinead, and all your listeners. Hope you're well.
Great to have you on the programme. Now, first of all, you guys released statistics recently. I was looking at them. The numbers going into university and getting jobs from their course in Dunboyne College of Further Education is just incredible, Dennis.
Absolutely, Sinead. And again, thanks for having us on. And I just say, look, I know the LMFM region that you cover is very much throughout the Northeast and is well covered through yourselves, but also it's very well covered through PLC and further education options, not just through ourselves here in Dunboyne, in the southern end of your area, but in Diffie there beside you, yep, in Drogheda, and O'Fee College in Dundalk. In fact, we're the only we're under LMETB, and we're probably the only ETB in the country who has consistently grown its PLC numbers over the last 10 years. And the reason is we're also surrounded by many colleges and universities, third levels, new technical universities, who are more than happy to take our students. Now, here in Dunboyne, we're the fifth largest provider, in the top five every year in terms of numbers of PLC courses in the country. And we have over 60 full-time courses. And what's interesting in the figures we released recently is that one consistent figure is that over 90% of those who are eligible after they finish the year with us and who applied through the CAO system actually get a university award offer. Now, we'd have 1,000 students here every year, of which about 500 want to go to university when they finish. The other 500, roughly, want to go straight into employment. We can talk about that later. But of those who applied, over 450 were still eligible, and over 429 got an offer.
Wow.
And in fact, 416 of those offers were actually at Level 8, that's honours degree programmes, and 273 received offers for Level 7. Now, I know you're probably saying 416 and 273 adds up to a bit more than 429. The fact is, many students apply on both lists. They apply for both an honours degree at Level 8, and they might apply for an ordinary degree at Level 7. And they can actually receive both offers, and when they receive their CAO, it's up to them which offer they decide to pursue. So many would have received both offers. And these figures of 429 do not include students who went to the University of Ulster, those who go to the UK or go to EU universities, because we have a much harder time tracking them because they don't come through the CAO tracker system. Obviously, we're relying on them coming back to us and telling us where, yeah, they are. So there's obviously many more than those 429 are now in third level colleges. But really, that's far more than any secondary school would send on, because students come here with the year at 17, 18, 19, 20 years of age or older, with the idea of maybe pursuing a degree program, but many want to pursue something in the area of employment as well. So many would go straight into jobs when they finish their courses, for example in childcare, hairdressing, airlines, beauty, hotel spas, animal care. In fact, you know, many of those students are actually in employment before they finish the course here, because they do a work experience in some hotel spa or some animal shelter, and they say, look, when you finish your course and you have your age, would you come back and work full time with us?
Brilliant.
Rather than maybe the part-time you're working now. So it can work extremely well for students if they work the system.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, the students studying with you, they're getting, as you say, into these high points degree courses. It's not based on their Leaving Cert points, which is crucial, I think, to kind of clarify, Dennis, because there's so much pressure, isn't there, on the Leaving Cert, that one exam that could just completely derail somebody.
Yeah, before we even talk about that, Sinead, I think it's one very important point I need to make, and that is that when you go through the Leaving Cert, everyone will tell you, we'll all say the same, the Leaving Cert is probably the hardest exam you'll, yep, ever do, because you have to be good at Irish and English and maths at a minimum. You almost always have to be good at a third language. You probably have to be good at a science course, maybe a humanities course. It's so diverse, and most of us are not built that way. We're built with certain kinds of minds where we're into computers, or we're into healthcare, or we're into, you know, maybe maths and commerce or whatever else. We're all different in the terms of the ways we're made up. And what happens is you have to get the points in the Leaving Cert from all those different courses. While when you come to us, you're doing pre-university science or pre-university arts or pre-university animal care, you're doing something that you love and you have a passion for, and you're doing it over eight different courses in the week. Your eight, yeah, to nine modules are made up of something you like. So therefore, you have a chance of getting far greater points from us. And it's whichever points are greater that the actual CAO will take. So you can still apply under your CAO points from Leaving Cert. But what most people do when they come here is they apply to the CAO again, and now they have a chance of actually getting in on a new set of points, which will come come from like all those science courses or all those computer courses or what they're good at. So this year, as you, what you mentioned there, Sinead, is correct. We had students who got into DCU athletic therapy and training, into commerce in UCD. You know, these would have been 554 points in the Leaving Cert to get into. Psychology in Maynooth, you know, people got into that. Accounting and Finance in DCU. Home Ex and Biology up in St. Angeles, which is under the University of Galway. Psychology in UCD. The TU for Dublin offered places in graduates in of our college in Clinical Measurement Science, which is 520, or Optometry, 555. And Trinity actually offered places on their Business, Economics and Social Studies, very popular course. It's 576 points. Or Biological and Biomedical Science is 578. So
I think
if
points.
I can give you an example, if you're in science in UCD, say next September, and you look around that lecture hall, many people got in there because they got 500 and odd points in their Leaving Cert. Another good few people got in there because they did a course like ours in pre-university science and got in. And there's other people there because they were mature, over 23, and they applied for a mature place. It doesn't make any difference how you get into that lecture hall once you actually go through the system, either through Leaving Cert, through our system in Further Ed, or go through the mature student system. You still come out with the same degree at the end once you work hard in UCD or Trinity or Maynooth University or any of those places where they offer science or any of those other qualifications.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've mentioned a couple of the courses there. Give us a flavour of what you offer then for people.
Okay, we offer a huge diversity of courses. We offer all of the healthcare courses top to bottom. So we offer courses as diverse as, you know, nursing, you know, psychology, childcare, you know, all those kind of, you know, healthcare courses. And even in recent years, we've got into, you know, like physiotherapy. We've got into areas, you know, where they actually, like occupational therapy, you know, areas like speech and language. The pre-paramedic is very popular as well, you know, and all the criminology and psychology is out the door. We have so many graduates in that.
I blame True Crime, the True Crime series that people are obsessed with.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's criminology has become so popular. And then there's a whole science background to that. And even science, I remember we started here, we started in 2003 with, you know, 40 students. We've grown to 1,000 incrementally year on year. And when we started, we didn't offer science until about 2005-06. And now we offer science, ag science, forensic science, biomedical science, environmental science, sports science, food science, animal science, physiotherapy. So you have such a range there. Arts, law, teaching, a huge range there. You can do, actually we do our teaching program in conjunction with the University in Maynooth, where they go over there a full day and a Tuesday and they work with their teaching students.
Fantastic.
We offer all the business finance, accounting, auctioneering, you know, journalism, tourism, online, and a few other examples. Like computers, people just think, well, it's just obviously a course in computers. But do you want to do software, creative digital media, graphic design, architectural design, or a design course like, say, animation? You know, film has become huge. They're opening a new studio now in the Midlands with 1,000 jobs. There's a huge amount of jobs in film, and of course, all our people getting Golden Globes and everything else
this
like
is
that.
This.
There'll be a lot more going into it.
Absolutely.
And finally, the services area. Can I just mention that? Services is huge. The amount of people we need in Ireland to service the service area in airline, beauty, hair, cookery, sports, animal care, equine. So, and we also offer level 6. You can do a second year here to get a better qualification. So really, the 60 courses there, I know I ran through them quickly, but there's a huge diversity.
Oh, there's huge choice, Dennis. There's absolutely huge choice. So how do people apply? What do they do? I mean, we were talking there that, you know, the Leaving Cert points, I mean, that doesn't really sort of come into play. So what do they need to do?
Yeah, so Leaving Cert students this time of year obviously are looking at their CAO options. You can apply to us through CAO, but you can apply directly to PLC colleges, whether it's ourselves or Diffie and Drogheda or OFE College in Dundalk. You apply directly to the college and on the website. Ours is dunboynecollege.ie. You know, it's simple enough to find. So what you do is then, once you apply, we actually get our offers in round zero. So in other words, our offers are given out before the Leaving Cert offer. So it's called round zero. So at that stage, you're at best 8 modules here, there's a set of points, and your offers are given out even before the Leaving Cert offers. But you get a second chance then during the Leaving Cert. There's another set of places given out to PLC students in conjunction with the Leaving Cert offers, particularly in the technical universities or places like Dundalk and things like that. They do them all together. Many of the universities do it in round zero. Some of the universities and all of the technical colleges often do it in round one with the Leaving Cert. So really, anything that you're interested in study, you can actually, you know, we talk you through the process. We have guidance counselors here. The application process is very simple. It's online through our website, and basically you just click apply now and you go in, and those, you know, it's people often get confused with further education and PLC. They're basically, we're all under the one department now, you know, and Dee Ferris under Simon Harris. And basically, it's all on the one level. That's why it's all on CAO. So whether you go the further education PLC route, now there's a good few reasons why people do them. It's not just because you think you mightn't get your points. Sometimes you're 17 or 18, feel a bit young.
You're too young, and you just want that taster and to see is it the right choice as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Just try it out and see, do you like computers? Do you like nursing? There's people who've gone to university to do nursing, and by November they discover they go in DCU and they get out in a hospital ward. They don't like the sight of blood or a busy emergency ward. You'll discover all that with us on your clinical placements, and you'll do all the courses for nursing. You'll do your nursing, your anatomy and physiology, your theory and practice, your infection prevention control. You have all that going in. So the biggest figure I've heard in recent years is the dropout rate in first year in college can often be anywhere from 10 to 20% and higher in some courses. It's less than 3% for people to do a further education course first and then go on to third level, because you're kind of re-choosing it when you go. You're going through the whole process again. You're choosing something you like. You've tried out for a year. You've done the modules on the ground. You've done the work experience, which is key. And then you know it's really something that you really want to do. Another important factor as well is that all our courses, because of the government supports for the last 2 years with cost of living and everything else, are actually 200. So whether you're doing a very practical course like hairdressing or nursing or airline, where you get a huge amount of practical sessions or a huge amount of equipment or uniforms, all that comes in at €200. And the only non-refundable fee is €30 if you go through till next September and you pull out. We keep €30. You can get that fee back, that €200, next September, October, if you change your mind or get a third level offer.
Fantastic.
So compared to the 3,000 for going to college, it's actually a very easy way. And also, like I say, a lot of people, we've mentioned college the whole time, but an awful lot of people, 50% of our students and many PLC colleges, maybe even more, 50% want to go into something like childcare, healthcare, business, hairdressing, beauty, cookery, animal care, where the qualification we give you will get you, the training that you need to be able to do that job. Or in the case of childcare, you have an industry qualification where they'll take you directly from this course and actually move it in.
Fantastic.
And we also have night classes as well, if people want to do night classes. So, like, the huge variety.
The part-time is fantastic. Yeah, because, like for mature students as well, if they're already in a job maybe and they want to keep the job going maybe, or they're funding their college with a job, the part-time option is fantastic as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, dunboynecollege.ie, you can get all the information there, it's actually, and we get to LMETB, all these courses are available. And also, Catherine Fox offers skills to advance courses if there's employees out there who want to be upskilled, employers looking to upskill their employees. You can contact her. Sean O'Brien does our night classes and special needs, patient care, digital marketing. But all of this information, if the website isn't, you don't find what you want on it, it's just 802-6577 and 802-6577. That's all you need. It's no one number. And you can actually ring there, and Christine and Vilma are our two wonderful secretaries in our office, and they'll make sure that you get pointed in the right direction to make sure that you know exactly which course you might like to do, or they'll point you towards our career guidance courses or course coordinators who'll give you first-hand information.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have to leave it there for now, but thank you so much for joining me today.
Sinead, thank you so much for your time, and don't forget, there's many ways to get to where you want to go. Just choose the right one.